Yeah, I got to get a hold of him and find out, and then I'm going to give him a call and make sure that's what he wants. You know, there's a, I'm sure that's, you know, I'm sure that'll be what he wants, but like I said, he's having a problem with getting the drivers so that he could program his TYTs, and he doesn't want to deal with them anymore, and I just want to be absolutely certain he can, you know, that he doesn't have some sort of a computer problem, and then, you know, go and spring for a Motorola, and then he'll, you know, not be able to get that one programmed, you know, so he should, you know, he's a computer savvy guy, so that presents a little bit of a surprise to me, but he's not able to get the drivers running in any way to get his TYTs programmed, so that's kind of a head-scratcher.
Yeah, that's kind of it, too. Yeah, well, there's a lot. I don't want to say there's a lot, but there is a handful of things to these that you know that. I mean, especially from your Apex experience, you know, you have to have the receive group, you have to have the talk group, you have to have the scan list, you have to have a lot of that stuff set up and, you know, things like that. If you want to change it to the LA firmware, I mean, you can do mild programming with that. It just limits you to the... this limits you. The only thing you can't really program in it is the talk groups. But then again, if you go ahead and just put all the common ones in your contacts anyways, you know, the 91 and 3126, 31261, you know, all of those, you just throw all of those in there. Just about every DMR repeater in the state all uses the same talk groups, you know, the NAT. And, you know, then the Eastern Michigan link has even got one, you know, that's a 50-something. And that works, and that goes right to Brandmeister and works too. So, you know, if you wanted me to do that for you, I could set that up. We'll just keep it at 209. That way, you know, nothing ever